With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A bridge has collapsed in Maryland.
A portion of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has collapsed after a large boat collided with it early Tuesday morning. A large vessel crashed into the bridge, catching it on fire before sinking and causing multiple vehicles to fall into the water below. That's what a video shows posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions for an incident on the I-695 Key Bridge.
Andrew Scott reporting, the bridge was a container ship. We're hearing that it was from Singapore. Divers are on the scene. Weeks after New York Governor Kathy Hochul vowed to crack down on crime in the New York City subway system, another person has been killed after being pushed onto the tracks by a stranger. Police say a 45-year-old man has been taken into custody. Change is in the air at Boeing.
The troubled aircraft manufacturer CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down from the top job at the company at year's end. Boeing has been facing increasing pressure from major airlines wanting to know how the company plans to fix aircraft manufacturing problems that have made headlines worldwide in recent months. In another personnel change, board chair Larry Kellner has told the company's board of directors that he will not be standing for re-election. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Aerospace Engineers Union that represents over 16,000 employees at Boeing says it wants a CEO that is also an engineer. They say Boeing has been based on a strong engineering culture, but that changed with leadership that had more of a business background. This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher, who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. This is SRN News. Well, could you be one of hundreds of thousands of taxpayers leaving money on the table for the IRS? Correspondent Jennifer King takes a look.
The IRS says it has 940,000 unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, totaling more than $1 billion, with an average median refund over 900. The deadline to submit a return for 2020 is May 17th, which was made slightly later than usual because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If taxpayers haven't filed their return for tax year 2021 and 2022, any 2020 refunds would be withheld until they file for those years as well. The agency advises taxpayers to request their W-2, 1098, or other forms from their employer or bank, or order a free wage and income transcript using the Get Transcript online tool at irs.gov. Jennifer King, Washington.
And just a reminder, the deadline for your 2023 federal income taxes is April 15th. More details at srnnews.com.